A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem. And they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "Once there was a nobleman who went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins, and he told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned, after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants all called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones.' And he replied, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities.' Then the second came and reported, 'Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more.' And to this servant, he too said, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then the other servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant.' He said to him, 'With your own words I shall condemn you. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then, on my return, I would have collected it with interest.' And to all those standing by, he said, 'Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, 'Sir, he already has 10 gold coins.' And he replied, 'I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me.' After he had said this, Jesus proceeded on his journey to Jerusalem." The Gospel of the Lord. These are the type of readings when we were children, and they would appear at Mass, these readings, we would all cringe and go, "Oh, they're so long." But we're not children, are we? We're adults of faith. We could say these readings are earful, but more importantly, they're really a heartful, aren't they? In my reflections on these readings, you know, I see in this wonderful reading, sometimes just sit down with it and read it again slowly from the Second Maccabees, it's got a really clear statement of the strong belief in life after death. They weren't worried about the future. The Syrians, the oppressors, were imposing a pagan lifestyle on them. And although they had to, if you want to call it discernment, discern quickly and pray, and with that valiant mother of theirs, all of them chose the faith. Come what may. Made the best decision they could at that moment, the present moment. And in this parable of Jesus that he uses in the gospel, he's really directing people to the present moment. When we worry too much about the future, we worry at all about the future, actually, it can distract from our mission, our duties in the here and now. At least that's my experience. And, you know, this servant who so nervously said, I hid your coin in a handkerchief, and I put it in my pocket or wherever he put it, he had the wrong approach to life. You know, in using our talents, we do make mistakes. They're God-given talents, but we do mess up at times. We make mistakes. And I tend to believe that Jesus sees the efforts that we make that fail, that I should say, he prefers the efforts that we make that fail to inactivity because we're afraid. Prefers that to doing nothing. We can't be frozen in the past because of regrets or things we messed up on. We can't be frozen worrying about the future that hasn't happened yet. This is where God is, in the here and now. Let's choose God in the here and now. Amen.
Amen.